This is something I don't think a lot of us think about, but in, you know, horrific murders and places where they need to keep the bodies out of the ground for a while, they store them. And the remains of Joshua J.J. Vallow, they're still above ground, and a legal battle has been ensuing for several months. A judge now has ruled in favor of returning the remains of Joshua J.J. Vallow to his family members. If you remember, Joshua J.J. Vallow is the son of Lori Vallow Daybell, part of that whole, you know, ball of wrong. Despite Chad Daybell awaiting his trial in April 2024, both Lori Vallow Daybell and Chad Daybell's legal representatives had previously agreed to consumptive DNA testing in 2022, which exhaustively uses all remaining DNA and can only be performed once. That's why the bodies were there. The remains of JJ and his sister Tylee Ryan have been held at Madison Memorial Hospital in Rexburg, Idaho. You know, where the second coming is going to happen, according to Chad.
Right. I thought it already did happen, didn't it?
Did we miss their deadline?
I haven't looked at a calendar in a while.
The only like prophesied day that I've ever paid attention to was the one on Back to the Future. And it was just more to be like, oh, this is that day in Back to the Future. Pepsi looks a little different. It's not quite the same. But then they released a Back to the Future Pepsi. And we still don't have hoverboards someday.
We're close, though. We're close.
Yeah, we are. Rexburg, since authorities discovered that the remains are buried in Chad Daybell's Fremont County property on June 9th, 2020. On October 12, 2023, Chad Daybell's attorney, John Pryor, filed a stipulation to release, which Judge Stephen Boyce signed on Monday, October 16, 2023. JJ's body has been in state custody since the discovery, while Tylee Ryan's remains will remain in state custody with no known release date.
You know, that they need to keep the body, but
at
there
this point,
is
for
something-
what?
Yeah, but there's something for the family to get that body back and do what our society and our culture deems as necessary for closure, and that's being laid to rest. And I it's such a psychological thing that needs to be done. You can have a celebration of life, party, get together, whatever, but it's not the same if you don't have a body there. That's the way our society works.
It's like if you ain't got a corpse, you ain't got a party or something like that.
Well, there you go.
It's horrible. I don't know why I'm thinking of the Michael Bolton song that was never a hit. You ain't got nothing if you ain't got love.
That's, I remember that.
Yeah, it was not a hit.
No.
But why do they still need it at this point? Seriously. I mean, haven't we done all the...
I don't understand why they couldn't take a tissue sample and keep that and then give the body.
Haven't we done all the DNA testing that we need to do? And what kind of, from what we understood of the remains of the body, it's not like it's sitting there in a casket. This is literally remains. There's no other better way of putting it. And I suppose you could get gross and gory about it, but I'm not going to. Why? What, at this point, what's why? What do we have in question here that we can't release this? And what kind of, why does Chad Daybell and Lori Daybell even have a say in any of this?
That's a really good question. I think they've surrendered their rights to these kids once they freaking killed them.
Lori Vallow Daybell, the children's mother, has been convicted of murdering her two children and conspiring to murder Tammy Daybell. She is serving life sentences without the possibility of parole and faces additional charges in Arizona. Extradition papers from Arizona to Idaho were sent in August 2023, pending Idaho Governor Brad Little's approval to transfer Lori to Arizona. Currently, she's housed in the Women's Correctional Facility in Idaho. JJ Vallow's grandparents issued the statement to a local TV station saying, "These past few years have been filled with pain and grief as we've journeyed down this long and difficult path. We've waited and prayed for this day for so long and are immensely relieved that JJ will finally be laid to rest. In recent days, we've immersed ourselves and the memories of love and happiness that JJ brought to our lives, and he continues to shine his light upon us as we reflect on that joy that JJ filled our lives with. Our hearts ache for all those who love JJ and share the profound grief and loss of this beautiful young boy. We're grateful for the love and support of all those who've come to love JJ, Tylee, and Charles. As we persist in our pursuit of justice, the dedication and strength we've received have helped carry us through this ordeal. We anxiously await news of when Tylee can also be laid to rest. Our greatest wishes for JJ and Tylee to be celebrated for their joy and love that they brought into this world, and for them to finally find peace in their rest. Only then will our hearts begin to heal. Memorial services will be announced at a later date. It's from Larry and Kay Woodcock, the grandparents that have been phenomenal in fighting for justice in this case, and oftentimes getting slighted every stretch of the way. But I think that this is, it's got to be horrible for them to be still going through this. You got the guilty verdict on one. Obviously, Chad will be found guilty.
Yeah.
And then we got another trial for Lori at some point, too, for, I believe, Charles Vallow's murder. So this ain't going to end anytime soon, but hopefully once those kids are put to rest, maybe Larry and Kay can just, I don't know, find some peace, because this is just something that's, you know, it's going to plague them, obviously, for the rest of their lives. I don't know that being immersed in it every day of the week is good for anybody, but when you're that close, I don't know what you would do. I could not put myself in their shoes. I have no idea what that would be like.
No, and it's, you know, every time there might be some healing, it's like another thing comes along that just peels that scab off, whether it's the trials, whether it's some statement made in the press. This is just repeated trauma for these poor people. And they didn't do anything. No. They are only guilty of loving these kids. That's the only part that they play.
Well, had law enforcement taken a stronger stance or listened to them while the children were alive, they would be alive. They were pointing this out way back. That shit was wrong. And it was just, well, what does Lori say when she comes to the door? Oh, look at, isn't she pretty? Let's go with whatever she says and ignore the grandparents that are like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah.
I very much admire their patience that they have with this, because I don't think I would have it, because they've been wronged so many times in this whole case. But it's good to see that JJ will finally be laid to rest. I thought they already were. And that's one of those things you don't really know about until you hear about it. I hope to God they get Tylee put in a place for her to rest as well. And we move on by hopefully removing Chad Daybell from this planet.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.